Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, brand new Bang and I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's brand new museum quality I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, the bum ass bullshit Brooklyn Nets have fired Steve Nash. It is Kevin Scrape Durant's fault and conspiracy theory Kyrie Irving's fault. What a shame. What a shanda. Plus, I'm spending my weekend performing in Michigan, and I go down my Michigan rabbit hole reminiscing on the Bad Boys, Isaiah Thomas, Tommy the Hitman Hearns, and the 30th anniversary of my first film ever, Zebrahead. Plus, Tom Brady is getting divorced. People are making fun, but I have compassion for him and Giselle. I'll explain why. All that and more in a brand new banging museum quality I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Diggity Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice, yes. Start this puppy off with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. This, oh yeah, this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Liggity, let's fucking go. Yes! Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is here. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. Keep that in, Miles. Got a little tongue-tied. The excitement, the anticipation of picking up the golden microphone. Welcome to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Welcome to the Iron Diggity Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. My name is Mike Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Saltless Sniff, a.k.a. Moses Mandingo, a.k.a. Mr. New York, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi. And like I said, this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, the world's most disruptive podcast. And This Ian Rappaport Stereo podcast is the first of the month of November. We are here. The month of November is here. Higgity, have no fear. Have no fear. Ian Rappaport Stereo podcast is here. I am getting ready to get on a plane to go to Michigan, to Detroit. I will be in Michigan this weekend, all weekend. And I'm really looking forward to performing in Michigan. It's going to be great shows. I'm excited about it. The people are excited about it. The tickets are selling out. I'll be in Holland, Michigan on the 3rd. I'll be in Grand Rapids, Michigan on the 4th and the 5th. I'll be in Royal Oak, which I guess is right there in Detroit, on the 6th. And then I will be in St. Louis, November 17th, 18th, and 19th. 17th, 18th, and 19th, I will be in St. Louis. And December 1st, 2nd, 3rd, I'll be in Miami. The 8th, 9th, and 10th of December, I will be in Portland. And then I will be finishing the year, the 15th, 16th, and 17th, in Pleasanton, up north in the Bay Area, Pleasanton, California. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. And I was thinking a lot about my brief history in Detroit as I get ready to go back and do shows out there. You know, it's funny, like I've said this before, but you know, when I go to different cities that I've never been to or that I've only been to a couple of times, I try to like connect the dots on how I first heard of them. And it's all through sports. You know, growing up as a kid, you know, Detroit to me was the Detroit Lions. There was a movie called Paper Lions about a guy who played for the Detroit Lions. And then, of course, the Detroit Pistons, where I fell in love with the Detroit Pistons when Isaiah Thomas was drafted out of Indiana and, you know, played for the Pistons starting in 1981. I was only 11 years old, but there was, you know, it was Isaiah, Magic, Larry Bird, Dr. J, but I fucking loved Isaiah Thomas. Like, Isaiah Thomas was everything. He was everything to me. He was so good, so small, so unique, always had this smile on his face. You know, at the time, we didn't know that that smile masked a tough fucking demeanor. I mean, we just thought this guy was just like, you know, almost like Steph Curry-like, smiling and da-da-da-da. This is a tough motherfucker who grew up in the fucking hood of Chicago. I got to get Isaiah on the podcast. I know Isaiah. You know, I met him and got to spend a little time when he played for the Knicks, but I had his poster on my wall when he was playing for those Pistons. And although the Piston teams were duking it out with my New York Knicks teams, especially in that 1984 playoff. And it was, you know, Darryl Walker and it was Bernard King, and it was Hubie Brown, and Isaiah scored 16 points in 94 seconds. It was a record. It was crazy. 16 points in 94 seconds. And Bernard had the broken fingers, and the two of them were just going at it. I mean, and Isaiah, yo, talk about Steph Curry. He was pulling from beyond the three, and he was doing wild shit. You know, those games, like if you watch highlights of those games, yo, they're not even, you know, like in HD. They're grainy. They look like shit. But, man, those games, those series between that 1984 Detroit Piston team and that 1984 New York Knicks team with Bernard and Isaiah going back to back, going at it full fucking tilt to the... I think it was a five-game series. And the Detroit, they weren't even playing... They didn't even have an arena. They played in the Superdome. you know, I don't fact check. I don't mean any disrespect to any of the Michigan people. I believe it was the Superdome, the Detroit Superdome, which was a football arena. It was where the Lions played. And it was just awesome. It was just awesome. They had Bill Lane beer, and they had Vinny Johnson from Brooklyn, Brownsville, Brooklyn. And I think Rory Sparrow might have been with the Knicks. Ray Williams was with the Knicks. And it was just, they were just, Bill Cartwright was with the Knicks. And it was just a fun, I mean, that was just a such an exciting series. And it just is, you know, pre-ESPN, you know, it's pre-internet. You know, ESPN existed, but it's just, you watch the games and that was it. And they were etched in your fucking memory. Those games were etched in your memories. And those guys just went at it in such a competitive, full tilt way. And then, of course, the Detroit Pistons, you know, with the Bad Boys and the John Sally and the Rick Mahorn and the Joe Dumars. And it was just, I love those teams. I was so happy when they got past the Larry Bird Celtics. And then, you know, they went on to win their championship. But Isaiah was my fucking dude. Like, I loved Isaiah. I loved Isaiah Thomas. And I went to go Madison Square Garden, and I met him once when I was a kid. And then I went to the Magic Johnson basketball camp, and he was there as a guest with Magic Johnson. And I played Isaiah Thomas a one-on-one up to three. You know, they picked me out of the crowd of kids there, and I played Isaiah Thomas a one-on-one up to three. And I never forget, Isaiah Thomas went baseline and dunked with two hands. Two fucking hands. And he never did that in the NBA. And I was like, I can't believe this motherfucker knows how to, like, I didn't know he could dunk. Because Isaiah Thomas is not a big dude. So I just was in love with him. I fucking loved him. He was one of my favorite players. Kent Benson and all them dudes. And Mark Aguirre when they came to the Pistons. Then I was also thinking about Tommy the Hitman Hearns. And, you know, his Jerry Curl and Tommy Hearns, what he meant to me as a boxer and his fights versus Sugar Ray Leonard, you know, full transparency. Like, I was rooting for Sugar Ray Leonard versus Tommy Hearns, but I fucked with Tommy Hearns. Tommy Hearns versus Roberto Duran. He caught him with that fucking right hand. It sounded like he fucking killed Roberto Duran. But I just loved Tommy Hearns and the Kronk Gym and all things, you know, Detroit. But the crazy thing about Detroit is the first time I ever went to Detroit was to do my very, very first film, which is now out on Amazon and a couple of other streaming places, Zebrahead. My first film I ever did was a movie called Zebrahead, which some of you may have seen, some of you may not have seen. It's a really, you know, it's a little dated. It's a little dated now, but you'll see a young gringo man dingo at 21. And I got that part in that movie. And I'll tell you a funny story how I got that part. The actor who they were originally considering giving it to was Adrian Brody. Adrian Brody was not cast, but he was, you know, they were definitely leaning towards him. Adrian Brody was nobody, nor was I at the time. But I remember I went to the audition and Adrian Brody was there. And I was like, yo, I'm getting this fucking part. I knew I was getting this part. It's a white kid, you know, grew up, you know, around black kids, he DJs, he loves hip hop, you know, he's in love with this black chick. And I was more, way more rah-rah than the character of Zach that I played in Zebrahead. But I remember being at the audition and Adrian Brody was there and I said, you know, where are you from? And he said, Queens. I said, what high school you go to? He said, I go to LaGuardia. LaGuardia is the performing arts high school. And I said, oh, I go to King, or I went to King. I think we had both graduated. Yeah, I definitely graduated because I was 21. And when I told him I went to King, like, I knew I got the part. It had nothing to do with acting, but it was like some intimidation shit. I was like, I went to Martin Luther King, and like his face was like, oh, because Martin Luther King was a fucking public, rowdy-ass, wild-ass school. And they wound up changing the time they let out the LaGuardia students the year that I was in Martin Luther King. Not me, but the crazy, the wild hood, you know, bout it, just fucking rough and tumble, robbing ass Martin Luther King students would go to LaGuardia and they would rob them. They would, you know, get in a fight with them. They were fucked up, so they would let the LaGuardia students out early. So the kids from LaGuardia always knew, yo, if you go to King, you must be fucking crazy. They assumed everybody in there was crazy. And a lot of people in there were crazy. The majority of us weren't crazy. The majority of us weren't about that rah-rah criminal life. But you know, like that school, you know, Marlon Wayans went to, Omar Epps went to. I remember I talked to Omar Epps about it when he's on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Nicki Minaj went to. LaGuardia. Of course, Adrian Brody went there. That kid, Timothy Shamalama, ding dong, Timothy Chalamet. I'm pretty sure he went to LaGuardia. But I remember when I met Adrian Brody at the audition for Z-Bread, I was like, yeah, I went to King. And I just knew, like, yo, I'm getting this fucking part. No disrespect. And Adrian Brody's got a dope career. And he won an Academy Award. And he continues to be dope. And I know Adrian. And I have nothing but respect for him. But I was like, yo, Z-Bread is my shit. I am not getting the part in this movie. This is my shit. And, you know, getting that part in that movie changed my life and started my career. And it was 30 years ago, almost to the week that I was out there making that movie. And I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. You know, I met my friend Kevin Corrigan, who's been on the podcast a couple of times, you know, and he had just come off Goodfellas. You know, he was in Goodfellas, which came out like, you know, shit, 7 or 8 months before we were shooting Z-Bread. So it was just exciting to work with this actor that had just done Goodfellas. He plays, you know, the late, great Ray Liotta, Henry Hill's brother in the wheelchair. And it was just a really, really exciting time and a fun time and a memory. And, you know, it was fucked up because, you know, the producers of Z-Bread, they were inexperienced. I was inexperienced. And I remember them sort of not believing in me after a week of shooting. And at one point, you know, I found out later on they were talking about firing me. And then I saw the producer. The producer's actually name is Jeff Dowd. This producer named Jeff Dowd. And really, if you want to go into the rabbit hole of who Jeff Dowd is, Jeff Dowd was a movie producer that produced some of the Coen Brothers movies. You could look him up. And he's the person that inspired the character from The Big Lebowski called The Dude. Fact. This movie producer named Jeff Dowd inspired the character from The Big Lebowski that Jeff Bridges played called The Dude. But when I was working with Jeff Dowd, he wasn't that cool with me, and I was young. I'd never been in a film before, certainly never starred in a film before. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. And I told him later on after Z-Bread came out and we won Sundance, because we won a Sundance Award, I was like, yo, that was fucked up what you did. I mean, you made me feel insecure. You made me feel like, you know, I wasn't doing good and it was fucked up. And he was like, no. But I always remember, like, I confronted him, you know, after Z-Bread, you know, got successful and, you know, I started to move on to do other things. Like, I let him know, like, yo, that shit you did was some sucker ass shit. You know, you shouldn't have made me feel fucked up, you know, during my first movie. You should have, like, you know, been more supportive because the way you did it wasn't dope. But, you know, that time and working on Z-Bread and then, like I said, going to the Sundance Film Festival and that experience and meeting John Turturro and meeting Steve Buscemi and being around all those other actors, because all those other actors had movies in that Sundance Film Festival. And Quentin Tarantino, that was the jump off. Reservoir Dogs first premiered at that same, I believe it was 1992, the 1992 Sundance Film Festival. And, you know, this is the year that Sundance sort of revitalized indie filmmaking. And it was just an exciting time, you know, for myself. It was an exciting time to be a part of the independent film community because, like I said, Z-Bread and Reservoir Dogs and all these other, you know, films sort of reignited the independent, you know, film scene. But that was, shit, that was 30 fucking years ago when we shot Z-Bread and the first time I went to Detroit, and I'm hyped to be performing here all weekend. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, this kid, 28 years old, Damn Shame, from the group Migos, which I don't know much about their group, but I know that they're wildly successful. I know a couple of songs. They always seem like nice guys. I know one of them is married or has a baby or is with Cardi B. And they always seem cool to me, Atlanta dudes, you know, and wildly successful. You know, it's so sad to hear that this kid got shot and killed over nothing, some dumb shit, a dice game. So ridiculous, so sad, so senseless, and such another fucking waste, man. Such another fucking wasted life. To kill somebody over nothing, and somebody, deciding to kill somebody over nothing, and the ramifications of that for this kid from Migos, Takeoff, was his MC, was his rapper name, and his life to be cut short, and, you know, his family to be devastated, 28 years old, over nothing, over absolutely nothing, and, you know, somebody else, you know, wanted to be bold and big and tough, and they want to shoot somebody, and you're going to get caught, whoever that is. And it's just a horrible, horrible situation that happened. And like I said, I don't know much about their music, but I always like the way those guys seem like they're chill. They seem like they like to do their own thing and, you know, don't, you know, and from the what you see, all the people said, they were just like, that was just a cool dude, like a nice dude, a chill dude. And that's what everybody, his friends in the music business have been saying. And you just think about, like, how senseless, you know, the gun violence is around, you know, hip hop and the Jam Master Jays and, of course, the Biggies and the Tupacs and the Big L's and all these other young rappers who have gotten shot and killed in the Nipsey Hussles. And it's just so fucked up. And you think about, like, you know, this week, the other day on the last I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, talking about Halloween, and, you know, there was 12 shootings in Chicago the night of Halloween. 12. And this is like, you know, this should be a catastrophe. This should be something that's discussed. This should be something that is unacceptable. And it's incredible that these things happen. You know, apparently it was 12 people shot in 3 seconds, some crazy shit in Halloween, or 14 people shot, including 3 children, in some crazy amount of time. And that's a mass shooting. And it happens, and there's no discussion. And like I said the other day, there's another school shooting in St. Louis at a school, and we've become so desensitized, and it's so normal, and that these things aren't... Everything should stop when that happens. Like, the world should stop when that happens, but why would the world stop for something that happens all the time? The world's not going to stop for something that happens all the time. And unfortunately, you know, by next week, except for the people that knew this young man from Migos, the world won't stop for this killing. It won't even make it to the weekend. And it's just terrible, man. It's terrible. And, you know, they're talking about how this is a problem in the hip-hop community. This is a problem. This is a fucking problem in the streets. You know, whether it's 14 people shot in little-ass Chicago, in South Chicago, in one Halloween night, or a rapper shot over a fucking dice game in Houston where it took place, or the senseless shootings day after day in every city around the country, every single day. If you could just punch in shootings today in the United States and you'd just be flabbergasted. Your mouth will be open. And if you give yourself a time to just think about it, how disgusting and how sad it is that these things are happening. You know, and two policemen shot in Jersey this week. And it's just the guns and the shootings all over the place. Whether it's rappers, whether it's kids, whether it's policemen, whether it's just all over the fucking place. It's just terrible. It's horrible. And it's just so sad. And it's sad that it happens. And it's sad that it's normalized that a school shooting could happen. And because the carnage wasn't enough, most people don't even know that there was a shooting last week in a St. Louis high school. The carnage wasn't enough. There wasn't enough dead bodies to be deemed impressive, to be deemed a true blue tragedy. And it's just very, very upsetting and very discouraging that these things continue to go on. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So, it happened. Personally, I didn't think it was going to happen because it didn't happen over the summer, but it happened. Kooky Kyrie, conspiracy theory Kyrie, and Kevin scrape Durant, got their wishes. They got Steve Nash fired. And let me tell you something. What a shit show in Brooklyn. What a shit show. They got Steve Nash fired, and it has nothing to do with the Nets playing good, not playing good, whatever their record is, 2-5, 1-6, whatever it is. Durant wanted him fired. He said during the summer, I want Steve Nash and the GM, the director of player operations, whatever he is, the director of basketball operations, Sean Marks, fired. And they didn't do it. They tried to trade him. They couldn't trade him. The this, that, and the third. And inevitably, the season started and the Nets looked like shit for whatever reason. I mean, Kyrie Irving is on record saying, we don't need a coach. Some days I could be the coach. Some days Kevin could be the coach. We don't need a coach. He thinks he doesn't need a coach. They both are not leaders. They're both, we don't need to sit there and say what they are. We know they're great talents, generational talents. I've never seen anybody handle the basketball like Kyrie Irving, the way he finishes around the rim, the way he attacks offensively, sick, Durant. You know, we know the deal. We know what they are, but what they aren't is almost just as important with these two. Because what they aren't is leaders. What they aren't isn't intrinsic winners. And then NBA is in a conundrum because you got the Brooklyn Nets. And granted, if you don't know the demographics of Brooklyn and Manhattan and what the Brooklyn Nets mean or don't mean to New York, they're never going to have the fan base of the New York Knicks. The Brooklyn Nets can win 6 straight championships in a row. They're always, always, always. It'll take 100 years, 50 solid years at least. And even then, they'll always be the redheaded stepchild to the New York Knicks. Again, they could win championships and they will never mean as much to New York City, to the world, to the NBA as the New York Knicks. You get these 2 great players, 3 great players. Ben Simmons was a great player. I don't know if he's ever going to be great again. He was a potentially great player. He had great things. I'm going to sit there and argue, oh, Mike Rappe's not great. I get it. I know. I know what the fuck Ben Simmons is. You get Kevin Durant, Kevin Scrape Durant, and conspiracy theory Kyrie Irving. And this is what you start with. 2-6. You start with getting swept last season. Not one game, not two, nothing. You got fucking swept out of the playoffs by the Boston Celtics. 4 in a row, 4 straight. I was at the last game. They gave up. They threw their fucking hands in the air. You couldn't win one game with 2 of the best players on the planet. Say what you want about both of them. They're 2 of the best players on the planet. You got swept. And then you demand a trade. You demand to be traded. They can't trade either one of you because you're both fucking too expensive. And you're not winners. You're great individual players. They couldn't find a deal for you fucking guys. Then you demand the coach to be fired. You demand the GM to be fired. You come out 2-6 and poor Steve Nash. And Steve Nash ain't no flunky. This is a tough, hard-nosed, 2-time MVP. He went against the best of the best his entire career. Let's not forget what he did in Dallas before he went to Phoenix. He was a badass motherfucker in Dallas. A sniper, pick and roll, Dirk Nowitzki. They were nasty together. And then, of course, he went to Phoenix with Amari, 2-time MVP. This is a tough Canadian motherfucker who battled against Iverson, Kobe, everybody. He ain't no punk-ass bitch. And here we are. You got Kyrie Irving posting conspiracy theory, anti-Semitic fucking whack job documentaries talking about, don't dehumanize me. I didn't promote it. You got Kevin Scrape Durant up there looking like, I don't know, he got roadkill on the top of his head. I don't know what the fuck is going on with his dome piece. Neither one of these guys do shit for Brooklyn. They don't even understand. They don't embrace what it means to the community, to the black community, the ungentrifiable parts of Brooklyn, to have basketball in Brooklyn. The history of Brooklyn is so important. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, World Be Free, Bernard King, Albert King, Dwayne Pearl Washington, Chris Mullin, Mark Jackson, Fly Williams, name after name after name after name. Both of these guys know the history. Both of these guys are from the East Coast. Durant's from Maryland. Kyrie's from Jersey. His father played in Brooklyn. His father played against Brooklyn point guards. And they don't ingratiate themselves into the community. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about anybody but themselves and scoring points. You wanted to be traded. You came out 2-6. And then poor Steve Nash gets fired. And Durant is so full of shit. Yo, these NBA dudes, some of these dudes need to be on the silver screen. Durant said he was shocked when he found out that Steve Nash got fired. Shocked. And he said it with a straight face. Yo, his straight face game, I can't front. I don't know if I'd be able to keep that kind of straight face. He keeps a fantastic straight face, like some Steve Carell, Will Ferrell type of like straight face shit. And the reason why I'm comparing Steve Carell and Will Ferrell is because I'm laughing. I'm laughing at you, you fuck. Kevin Durant, you say that with a straight face? I am laughing. And you can't even talk to Kyrie Irving. This guy's a fucking goofball. Fake smart guy. These guys need to be drug tested. What are these two fucking guys on? They don't seem like they're straight. I don't know nothing. I'm not implying anything. But I would want to know, what are you guys? Are you guys on something? I know weed is legal, cool, but are you on something else? Maybe you're doing that hydroponic. Maybe you're smoking a little bit too much weed, if you are in fact smoking weed. What the fuck are you guys on? Molly? What are you on? Goofy grape? Girl Scout cookies? What are you on, homies? Because to have two of the best players in the world right now, they're not two of the best players past their prime. They're both, on any given night, offensively, two of the best players. You're 2-6 just after getting swept by the Boston Celtics. You can't teach heart. You can't teach tenacity. You can't teach desire. They just don't have it. They're not leaders. They need dog-ass motherfuckers around them. And then you got bitch-ass Ben Simmons. He's a wandering. I mean, this is like a mental health scare. If I'm the Brooklyn Nets, I go, we're bringing in a mental health specialist. I'm checking everybody out. Everybody's in therapy. Everybody's on some mood stabilizers. Everybody, top to bottom. Everybody's on something. And you got to line them up like one flew over the cuckoo's nest. You got to line them up. Just like they did in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, where Jack and everybody, they line up and they have medication time. Come on, guys, take your medication. The coaching staff, which I don't think there should even be a coaching staff. They're discussing, as of the recording of this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, they're discussing hiring Boston Celtic coach, who's now suspended, Ime Udoka, for conduct that wasn't acceptable to the organization, which meant fucking somebody in the organization. I don't know if it was the travel plan. I don't know. He did something. I feel like there was more to it. They suspended him for a whole year. Conduct detrimental to the organization. He's married. He's with Nia Long. Apparently the lady that he was with, she's married. I don't see how this is detrimental. Let their fucking husbands and wives deal with them. Like, just having to deal with Nia Long should be enough. Because I know Nia Long is like, you fucking no good two-bit slime bucket-ass motherfucker. You good-for-nothing-ass. She got to deal with Nia Long. and be suspended for a year. But what I don't understand about the potential of hiring Ime Udoka, the suspended coach of the Boston Celtics, is how can a man who's suspended for an entire year, not a month, not 2 months, not 3 months, not even 6 months, they suspend him for the entire season after going to the finals. You suspend him for the entire season, yet the Brooklyn Nets might hire him. We might bring in this creep, this no good cheating ass creep into Brooklyn when we already got a shit fling out there. What's that press conference going to look like? Because he hasn't spoken to the press. Ime Udoka has disappeared. What is that press conference going to look like with Ime Udoka? Because you're in New York now. We need to ask you questions. What the fuck happened in Boston? What the fuck is Nia Long saying to your punk ass? Whose wife were you fucking? How are you going to deal with these whack jobs? I mean, that ain't going to be an easy press conference. That's not a good look. It ain't a good look for the NBA. And it certainly is not a good look for the Brooklyn Nets to bring in a motherfucker who was suspended for an entire year for conduct detrimental to the organization. Fuck the team, to the entire organization. This is a no good, greasy, two-bit low down, dirty shame ass motherfucker. But the fact that Durant was able to sit there during the post-game interview after they lost again to the Chicago Bulls the other night, they lost again, and say, I was shocked. You were shocked, and you found out after you woke up from a nap. You had no idea this was happening. It just happened. I got to give it to him. Homie is really on that shit. He's on that Will Ferrell. He is on that motherfucking Steve Carell in The Office, that straight face, I don't have a clue look. He got that down packed. Play that clip, Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers, respectfully.
About 1:15, I woke up from my nap and turned to the right and seen it on ESPN.
And what were your, initial reaction? I mean, everybody knows what went on this summer, but what was your first thought when you saw that?
Shocked. I mean, you're always shocked when a move like this happens, but it's normal in the NBA, you know, so it's about getting ready for the game tonight. So it's a quick turnaround always in the league, you know, especially during the season. You got practice games coming up, so you can't think too much about it, but, you know, it was on the mind for a little bit today.
Shocked? One more time, Miles.
Shocked. I mean, you're always shocked when a move like this happens, but it's normal in the NBA.
You were shocked, huh? These guys ain't shit, man. This is your legacy, you fuck. You thought you were coming to New York, you were going to take over. You don't do anything for the community. You don't do anything for Bed-Stuy. You don't do anything for the Fort. You don't do anything for Brownsville, East New York. Nothing. Basketball, it means so much, or it did mean so much. But having a team in Brooklyn, and you guys don't do shit for the... You do the community service when, like... But you don't do anything. You do, like, the big things when the cameras are there. You're not doing anything for Brooklyn. Because you're whacked out of your tree, both of you fucks. I'm sure Steve Nash is like, thank God. I'm sure he'll go to Aruba or Saint-Tropez for a couple of weeks, dust himself off, and he's be like, you know what? Sucks getting fired. It sucks getting being associated with failure, because essentially this is a failure. He's a part of it. But I'm also sure he's probably like, thank God. Thank God. Thank God I got out of here with all my faculties. Thank God I got out of Brooklyn. I don't know who they're going to hire as of the recording of this Iron Rapport Stereo podcast. Like I said, they're talking about Ime Udoka. Ume, whatever the fuck his name is. Like I said, when you do the kind of grimy shit to get yourself suspended for an entire year, I don't need to pronounce your name right, Duke. I just don't understand how they could bring him in to coach the Brooklyn Nets when he's suspended for an entire year by the Boston Celtics. It doesn't make any sense. And, yo, I want to get tickets for that press conference. That press conference is going to be lit. Anyway, I don't know what else. I feel like my voice is giving me a little problem, so I'm going to cut this a little bit shorter than I normally do. You know, I know that the Tom Brady divorce, You know, people think that just because you have a lot of money and you have a lot of success, I don't talk about this often, but you know, I was divorced, you know, with kids. It's one thing to be divorced and you don't have kids. It sucks to be divorced anyway, because it's just the end of something that you didn't intend to end. When you get married, you have the intention of it going forever. But I could just say, you know, from experience, you know, divorce when you have kids sucks. I don't care what your circumstances are. I don't care if you're the greatest quarterback ever or, you know, ridiculous supermodel like Giselle. But, you know, and then your team sucks. And whether or not the team sucks because of the divorce or the divorce is affecting the team or vice versa, I could just tell you from my personal experience, divorce sucks. Public divorce sucks, and super duper every single move you make, every breath you take, like the police once sang, divorce under those circumstances have to really suck. I know that has to suck. You know, I see a lot of people like, you know, making jokes about that shit. Like, I don't wish divorce on anybody if you have kids, because the people that suffer the most are the kids. It really sucks. Anyway, that being said, I'm done. I'm finished. If you're in Michigan this weekend, come see me in Michigan. If you're in St. Louis, the 17th, 18th, and 19th, come see me in St. Louis. And the rest of the schedule is at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. Came, saw, disrupted. Came, saw, disrupted. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dusty Dust Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real loud, but most importantly, end this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast with something real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast on iHeart. Tell a friend to tell a friend. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.